Sir Heppies, everybody. I don't know where I'm pointing.
Sorry.
Pardon me.
I guess Vincent Price is more like 50s than 60s. Than
yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's one of my favorite sketches. I think it's like one of his underrated ones that they do. But well, first I'm going to start off by saying I've got some good news. Well, depending if you like hearing me talk, I guess. I will be recording me and a good friend of mine that I do stand-up with. We'll be recording our first podcast this weekend with Kevin Reeder and Eric Garneau as our guests. So. Well, yeah, I like it. Listen to it or not, you know, it's your ears. But I was looking forward to this. I look forward to this every month. Originally, you'd proposed that the topic was beer, but I guess you felt that was a very narrow topic. But I think that's kind of gone hand in hand a little bit with a lot of the stories tonight. And so we'll kind of go through just a small evolution of my phases of drinking. I, you know, didn't really start drinking until, like, college. My first experience with alcohol, I was actually 8 years old, and we were at a spaghetti dinner, and I thought it was a box of water. and I wasn't a bright kid, so it took me a couple sips to realize that it wasn't. The next day, when I coincidentally got the flu, I came to the immediate conclusion that clearly I'd gotten drunk last night at the age of 8, so my alcoholism began. As I got older, you know, going through high school and everything, I was the kid that kind of, like, loved the D.A.R.E. program and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, drugs are stupid. Who needs them? Like, and so, like, going into high school, then as I, like, got older and matured and everything, it was something that just didn't make sense to me. I didn't hate it. It was just something where it's like, I'm already kind of a crackhead. I don't need any kind of intoxicants. And I got addicted to Nintendo. I couldn't imagine what alcohol would do to my system. But it also didn't help, too, that I was dating a girl through all my senior year that also didn't drink. So, you know, that was all alcohol. Yeah, forget that. Who needs it? We came to Beach Week. I was probably one of the few people in all of America that, during their Beach Week, probably did not have a single drop of alcohol in their system through that entire period. But I started to enjoy the fun of messing with, like, drunk people. I was like, you can be around it. You don't have to partake, but you can have a lot of fun. I had a friend who was a huge fan of John Carpenter's The Thing. And we learned that when he gets drunk, it's kind of like non-flashbacks, except for he was never really in The Thing. But he thinks that he is. Like, we let him actually tie us up with, like, phone cords and things. We're like, let's see how far this goes. He had this creepy, like, ventriloquist doll, too, that we would, like, hide throughout the house. And that was a lot of fun. But I was the guy that, like, when I got to college, I broke up with that girl halfway through the summer. And I was still like, no, I'm still going to do it for me. I don't need to drink. That lasted all the way just until the very end of my freshman year of college. At the very end, that guy Steve that's like, we're going to get you drunk. Yeah, he got me drunk. and I remember at some point, and this is part of the reason that, like, yeah, maybe we did need to get him drunk, is throughout the night I kept saying different things that it made me feel like. For a while I was like, I feel like a robot. I feel like I'm a robot. Then somehow I picked up other classes along the way. By the end of the night, I was like a robot, ninja, cowboy, pirate.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the natural evolution of things there. But then, to me, like, the alcohol and the revelry became more, like, it took into the chaos. I had fun. You had your Animal House time, your National Lampoons, your Todd Phillips movies, your Go Wild and Crazy, and that was fun. I was like, I gotta do every ridiculous, stupid thing I've seen other people do, which is a terrible idea, too. And eventually you find yourself puking up, like, half a bottle of Jameson on a friend's lawn, and going to sleep on their ottoman. And waking up the next morning, like, why was I asleep like a cat? But then, you know, as I got older, too, it became sort of a tradition, revelry and things. Andrew used to host these semi-annual power hours that we would get people from all over, from Virginia, from back home, from on campus. And he put together like a little slideshow. And anyone that's done a power hour, you know, you do the shot of beer every hour. And those got to be a real thing you look forward to, not just for getting crazy drunk, even though that was a natural byproduct. It was something you could look forward to. It was a sense of brotherhood. And we're like, no chicks allowed. And all the girls like, sounds kind of gay. And like, well, it is kind of gay. So don't worry about it. But then, you know, I graduated college, and I was at home, and that became, like, the way to let off steam, where you're like, oh my god, I've got to drink. And then you're like, I can't afford to keep drinking, or I'm going to live with my parents forever. And, you know, it becomes kind of sad and depressing. So you learn to drink a little more socially, you be more adult. And that's when I learned, you know, to enjoy, like, a glass of scotch with my dad, or, you know, or just kind of have, like, cocktails with the family, or, like, talk to adults. I was no longer that kid that was just like, oh, can I play video games instead? And so now, to me, revelry is something that can be just kind of like a grab bag. You never know what it's going to be, and it's a sign of adulthood. Sometimes it is, let's go back and live that college night, and that's when you realize you are no longer that Wolverine that you were 3 years ago, that your healing factor. The next morning, you feel like you got hit by a freight train, and you probably only drank a quarter of what you would have back in college. But to me, that's what I find fascinating about it, that alcohol doesn't have to be about the revelry altogether. That it's time, it's fun to bring it back in every now and then. But to me now, it's about enjoying it, and it's about the companionship and the company. And that's what I enjoy. So thank you guys for listening. And a small plug, Wednesday nights, downtown, 160 East Grand, canteen, delicious tacos, and sometimes the comedy's good. So if you guys want to come check me out, I do stand-up, and I got some friends. I'd love to see you guys out there. So thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you, Sawyer. I feel like I missed an opportunity to have Andrew set up a power hour for this recording. Andrew, why didn't we email about that?
I'll talk about it.
Oh, right.